I have an idea. I think that what we should do, and these are Friday thoughts, you know, should have a music bed for that. Friday thoughts with Steve. My Friday thoughts are this. We should have microphones and cameras in the control rooms here in Michigan and in New York so you can hear all the things that we actually discuss when we're not on the air here. Very entertaining. You know, I have these millennial children around me. Anyway, we'll talk about that later. And lack of discipline, I think, is a big part of the millennial problem, lack of discipline. At any rate, speaking of the millennials, a whole bunch of them think that Bernie Sanders is getting the shaft again from the DNC. They smell 2016 being revisited. They think that, oh, my gosh, here comes Joe Biden, and he's getting all of this love from the Democratic National Committee. Joe Biden's getting all of the support from the Democratic National Committee. Joe Biden's on the inside track, and we are getting the shaft. What I'm telling you is this. The Bernie supporters are not going to take it lying down this time. Even if he is a multimillionaire, he is their multimillionaire. He is their socialist. They're kind of socialist. Why wouldn't he be? He's got millions of dollars. I love a socialist with millions of dollars and a disingenuous conversation narrative. Okay, good. They are going to fight with a vengeance against Joe Biden. They are not going to roll over. They're not going to take it this time. Bernie Sanders not going to take it this time. He's going to stand up and say, listen, we deserve an equal chance here, even though I've never been a Democrat. We deserve an equal chance here to compete for the nomination. And the Democrat supporters of Bernie Sanders feel that they're getting Hillary'd again. You know, the superdelegates are not what they were in 2016 because of changes and so forth, but they feel like they're being Hillary'd again. So we'll keep an eye on that because it's important because, you know, and again, it's great for business, our business. We love it when there's a lot of finger pointing and angst and anger and chaos and nonsense. We thrive on it. At any rate, there is a professor. We just had a great professor here. Here's a different professor, a different sort of professor. Alan Lichtman is his name. And Professor Alan Lichtman, over the past 9 cycles, longer than that actually, has picked the correct president. He's predicted the winner 9 times in a row as to who is going to be in the White House based on criteria that he lays out. And he's got basically a positive and negative. It's not down to fine-tuning. It's just if you have 6 negative things lined up against an incumbent president, they will lose. If you don't have 6 negative things lined up against an incumbent president, they will win. And right now, he says the odds-on favorite without question is Donald Trump to win again in 2020. The president, with a good economy and other factors that are in the positive column, far outweigh the negative column, and he's going to walk away with the 2020 election unless one big thing happens, according to Lichtman. The professor says the Democrats, if they do this one big thing, they have a chance to win the White House in 2020. It's bite number 4. Go.
Unless the Democrats grow a spine and do their constitutional duty and move into an impeachment inquiry, and I think the evidence will show ultimately an impeachment. It's a false dichotomy to say Democrats have a choice between doing what is right and what is constitutional and what is politically right. Impeachment is also politically right. Right now, based on my system, there has to be 6 negative factors against the party holding the White House, the Trump party, to predict their defeat. They're down only 3. But an impeachment would nail down the scandal key, a 4th key. It might trigger other keys like a real challenge to his renomination or a 3rd party enough to defeat him. And let's not forget, impeachment is not just a vote in the House. It involves public hearings as part of the impeachment inquiry. And what everyone forgets, a public trial.
So it's pretty clear that Professor Lichtman doesn't like the president at all, but he does know that his formula works. And he's got a long way to go to get to 6 negatives. He's at 3 currently. Needs to get to 6 different negatives for an incumbent president to lose. And so we'll see how that plays out. But obviously not a fan of the president. He says it's where you need to be is to pursue impeachment. So here's where we are as we come to the conclusion of this week. Bob Mueller has spoken. He has said he couldn't reach a conclusion on obstruction of justice, though he easily reached a conclusion on collusion and conspiracy. And again, I refer you to pages 4 and 14 of the Mueller report, which he says will be his testimony. Page 4, the investigation did not identify evidence that any U.S. person conspired or coordinated with the Russians. And on page 14, the investigation did not identify evidence that any U.S. persons knowingly or intentionally coordinated with the Russians. So there is no underlying crime, so wholly different than whatever went on at Watergate, obviously. But there are those like Alan Dershowitz and Jonathan Turley and many others that say Bob Mueller was far afield. He was out of bounds in his appearance in trying to suggest that maybe there's something there without saying there's something there. It was a smear job, a drive-by smear job. And so Nancy Pelosi has a decision to make. Gerald Nadler and Adam Schiff and a whole host of others want impeachment pursued. And I say go for it. I say I am all in for you. Let's make this happen. Let's rock this joint with impeachment because it'll be plenty to talk about. Plus, it will be a public trial and a public spectacle, and it will not go well for the Democrats overall. Again, you've been warned. Talk amongst yourselves. It is the Steve Gruber Show on a Friday. It's May the 31st, 2019. Back after this.
Season in the construction industry, and have they got a job for you? Find out at MichiganConstruction.com. Major companies are looking to fill positions all over Michigan, so when the weather breaks, they can get to work, and so can you. If you're looking for a great place to hang your hard hat, check out MichiganConstruction.com. Before the snow melts, you can have great pay, health care, benefits, and a future, because it just might be a career. Go to MichiganConstruction.com. That's MichiganConstruction.com, because Michigan is hiring.
Wyckoff Wellness welcomes back Dr. Chi for individual fingernail and tongue analysis June 10th through 15th. Fingernail and tongue changes may indicate problems with digestion, heart disease, blood sugar problems, and more. Call Wyckoff Wellness at 517-333-7270 to schedule your individual evaluation with Dr. Chi for only $40. Appointments are limited. Wyckoff Wellness in East Lansing is also hosting a free seminar with Dr. Chi Tuesday, June 11th at 6 p.m. Call 517-333-7270 to schedule today or go to wyckoffwellness.com.